AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. President Obama is applauding the FCC vote that imposes net neutrality rules on big providers. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The president says the decision will protect innovation and create a level playing field for the next generation of entrepreneurs. In a written statement, he calls it a victory for the millions of Americans who wrote the FCC or who contacted lawmakers or spoke out on social media.
The new rules require that any company providing a broadband connection to your home or phone must act in the public interest and refrain from using unjust or unreasonable business practices. The world knew him as the masked militant dubbed Jihadi John in video showing Western hostages being beheaded by the Islamic State group. We now know his real name, Mohammed Emwazi, a London-raised university graduate known to British intelligence for more than 5 years. Although the U.S. hasn't publicly identified the man, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says it's making every effort to bring to justice those who beheaded American hostages.
The United States' commitment and the president's commitment to ensuring that we find and hold accountable the terrorists who are responsible for the murders of American citizens has never been stronger.
Thousands of teachers rallied in Los Angeles in demand of higher wages and smaller class sizes amid stalled contract negotiations. Union leaders, teachers, and others demonstrated in their largest action yet since talks began in July. Forecasters are warning of slick roads and highways in North Georgia as melting snow refreezes. This driver in North Carolina says snowy conditions in Raleigh were too much for her vehicle.
I was driving less than 40 miles per hour in the middle lane, and then all of a sudden my car just started sliding, and it spun around a good 3 times before smashing into the guardrail. The guardrail is the only thing that stopped my car.
This is AP Radio News. L.A. police are asking for the public's help to find the suspected driver of a Ford Mustang that veered out of control in the San Fernando Valley and plowed into spectators, killing 2 men.
Our investigation has led us to believe that this traffic collision was a result of illegal street racing, which is becoming a problem that's causing us to spend a great deal of resources on.
Sound courtesy KNBC-TV. A llama drama near Phoenix all started with an animal therapy visit to some seniors. This was the 911 call to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
I work for the Carillons Assisted Living in Sun City.
Okay.
And we were showing llamas to our residents who have gotten loose, and we've been out here for an hour trying to capture them. We're wondering if we can get some help.
The animals galloped along the sidewalk, through yards, along street medians. They thwarted numerous attempts by sheriff's deputies and bystanders to round them up before they were finally roped into custody. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.